This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I've got the busy throat, so if you hear me clearing it a lot today, my apologies. but I've always been fascinated by, you know, the teachings of Saul Alinsky. Not because that's something I believe in, just because it's something that nobody ever thought. It seems like. On the conservative side, nobody ever thought to bring that to bear against the liberals, against the left, if you will. Right now, the left is getting massively out Alinsky'd. And the hilarious thing is that this band of withered hippies and unemployable millennial safe space cases and the unlovable and unshaven lib feminists don't even know it. The money knows it. The masters know it. Soros is bitterly having to ramp up his infusions of blood money to keep his community-organized grassroots movements afloat. The less dumb ones among the lying dinosaur media are panicking as their influence fades. Chuck Schumer is enduring such a nonstop parade of serial humiliations that if the Senate were a penitentiary, he'd be McConnell's prison Mitch. Don't think that I didn't say the bad word. Leftist mafia, God, male identifying parents pulling the strings of the Marxist Muppets. They know what's going on. They know they're losing. And that's awesome. Because finally, the right has taken Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals and shoved it up where the hashtag the resistance don't shine. The left hasn't taken a good solid gut punch since Ronald Reagan turned the Oval Office keys over to the wimp cons. We found fighting Democrats uncouth because conflict made for awkward luncheons down at the club. Bizarrely, the guy who picked up the standard and carried it forward when our beloved commander was felled by fate was a New York billionaire with no identifiable ideological foundation who instinctively understood that one thing that could make up for his other failings. He knows how to fight the left and to win. For Donald Trump and the revitalized conservative movement, Alinsky's book isn't some dusty old commie-covered thing. It's a lifestyle now. His rules are relatively simple, and they make sense when you're fighting a conventional opponent with an interest in maintaining the status quo. They're also terrific for dealing with an old-school conservative guy who drives a Buick, enjoys gardening, and doesn't want any trouble. They aren't so effective against a brawler who likes to punch, and who isn't too fussy about whether it's with tweets or with fists. They're not some magic incantation. They're simply some tactical principles that work in certain kinds of fights against certain kinds of opponents, particularly ones willing to unilaterally disarm in the face of an unprincipled enemy. But once the secret is out, it's relatively easy to turn them around on an enemy that is so stupid it thinks it's going to gain widespread acceptance among normal Americans by dressing up as genitalia. And that's why the 13 classic Alinsky rules are playing out right now the way the left did not expect. Rule number one, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Right now, we actually have a lot of power. We don't have direct power over the liberal bastions like Hollywood and the media and academia. We just have the power over the money. And that, if I may use the word, if I may use the pun, that trumps all. Now, we don't have to worry about being mean. We need to be mean. We definitely need to be mean. Rule number two, never go outside the expertise of your people. And rule number three, whenever possible, go outside the expertise of the enemy. The stupid GOP wonk cons want to fight to where the left is strong, like on entitlements. Trump is smart enough to fight where liberals are weak, like on the economy. And he's going to throw some very serious jujitsu by doing a liberal thing. Infrastructure spending. In a conservative way, because he's a developer. This is his thing. He knows how to build stuff. He's going to freak the left out by delivering concrete results. Now, the least of them will be a wall. And where the left, for whom infrastructure means giving our money to their deadbeat constituents, never actually build anything anymore. Now, normally I would not be thrilled about infrastructure spending, but, as a conservative insurgent who wants to see the left on its collectivist back, twitching like a dying cockroach, I have to say I'm sort of happy. Rule number four, make the enemy live up to its own book of rules. Well, there you go. That's pretty much, that's what's happening with the Supreme Court. That's what's happening with the appointments. Rule number five, ridicule is man's most potent weapon. Actually, the most potent weapon that I have, that I own in this house today, is an AR-15. Ridicule will do as long as the left doesn't try to make good on their countless threats of violence and tyranny. Then I'm going back to the AR-15. Rule number six, a good tactic is one your people enjoy. I'm having a little bit of fun, are you? Rule number seven, a tactic that drags on too long becomes a drag. I'm sort of happy with the winning part. Rule number eight, keep the pressure on, never let up. You remember the outrage du jour a couple of days ago when we were supposed to be on the verge of war with Australia? Well, the down under kangaroos and giant scary spiders still wander freely, and we've long since moved on. Trump has been busy owning the news cycle and appointments and executive orders and the occasional squirrel sighting tweet that sends the media chasing off on a rodent seeking tangent. Oh no, Kellyanne Conway said something about Ivanka's line of clothing? Ooh. Rule number nine, the threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself. That's not correct. Actually, the thing is much, much worse. Wait till Betsy DeVos gets a hold of education. Rule number 10, the major premise for tactics is the development of operations that will maintain a constant pressure on the opposition. It's just going to be his agenda. That's going to be the constant pressure. Rule number 11, if you push a negative hard enough, it will push through and become a positive. So right now, the unhinged leftist obstruction, including violence, is driving the moderates to the right. But the leftists harping on Trump's rough edges seem to be backfiring. Instead of, oh my, what a brute, they're saying, good, he fights back. Rule number 12, the price of a successful attack is a constructive alternative. Trump has a program that, and it's popular. What's the Democrats' program? Give us more of your money so we can buy votes from welfare cheats, and then we'll lecture you on your privilege. Rule number 13, pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. All they can do now with that is try. He's been compared to Hitler, Mussolini, and more Hitler, and he just doesn't care. And we don't care because we know what they're really saying is that we normals are the Hitlers and Mussolinis and more Hitlers. And it's not Trump that's governing that's illegitimate, but that we had a voice and chose to govern ourselves. We see it's all a lie, it's all a scam, and now we aren't playing the game by their rules anymore. I love being alive in this time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. AGC Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An AGC Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. AGC Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Lifetime Grays 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection, This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Right now, the left is making a big deal about this temporary travel ban controversy. And I got to wonder why. It's not because they care. It's not... They don't care about the rights, quote unquote, of several hundred or a thousand foreigners to enter the U.S. The real reason is that this is the only place where they're winning against the president, albeit temporary. Now, the president has the Constitution and the law on his side, and the left has a judge in Washington, a bunch of liberal judges on the Ninth, and four steadfast liberals, aging though they are, on the Supreme Court. And the left is thinking, great, we're going to win on this one. And fine, think that all you like. In a fairly adjudicated case, it's an open and shut case for the president. A decision to uphold the Ninth Circuit places a big question mark on the competence of any judge that rules in favor of it. He or she would be going against the Constitution and the law and endangering national security all at the same time. Decisions like this are common as dirt in the Ninth Circuit, but the Supremes are usually a little more careful. The Ninth Circuit decisions are overturned in the Supreme Court so often that lawyers say that if you lose in the Ninth Circuit, you're guaranteed a win in the Supreme Court. So due to the stupidity of the left, the president is now in a no-lose situation. If he gets the injunction lifted at the Supreme Court, he wins. If he does not, he has this case to use as an example of judiciary bias. He can say, look, they ignored the Constitution, they ignored the law, they invited rights for foreigners and put the whole American public at risk. Even if he loses in court, he will win in the court of public opinion. If there is a terrorist incident attributable to the judicial actions, he's going to win that huge. Even without such an incident, his hand will be strengthened in all future dealings with the courts. So, to the left-leaning legal authorities, speak up. Tell us what you really think about this decision. Explain how it is a fair interpretation of legal statutes, applicable case law, and the provisions of the Constitution. I don't think there's going to be very many who would accept this challenge. It sort of places their legal credentials in conflict with their left credentials. This is a no-win situation for them. And the key point here for everybody to know about the United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit's opinion regarding this is that all three judges failed to discuss or even acknowledge the existence of the primary law that supports his executive order. Title 8, United States Code, Section 1182, parentheses F, which was enacted in Section 212, parentheses F, of the Immigration and Nationality Act, is entitled Suspension of Entry or Imposition of Restrictions by President, which is, you know, pretty self-explanatory. And it states, whenever the President finds the entry of any aliens or of any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interest of the United States, he may, by proclamation and for such a period of time as he shall deem necessary, suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants, or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions he may deem to be appropriate. So on January 27th, Trump issued Executive Order Number 13769, entitled Protecting the Nation from Foreign Terrorist Entry into the United States. They expressly cited 8 U.S.C. Section 1182, parentheses F, and quoted this language three times. Section 3C of the executive order states to temporarily reduce investigative burdens on relevant agencies during the review period described in subsection A of this section to ensure the proper review and maximum utilization of available resources for the screening of foreign nationals and to ensure that adequate standards are established to prevent infiltration by foreign terrorists or criminals pursuant to Section 212. Parentheses F of the INA 8 U.S.C. 1182F, I hereby proclaim that the immigrant and non-immigrant entry into the United States of aliens from countries referred to in Section 217 would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, and I hereby suspend entry into the United States. I'd really like to find whoever thinks talking this way is a good idea, and then beat them within an inch of their life. You get the idea. He covered the bases. He further emphasizes the importance of 8 U.S.C. Section 1182 by reading it to the Major County Sheriff Association, the Major City Chiefs Association in Washington, D.C. on February 8th. He told the crowd that a bad, very bad high school student would understand 8 U.S.C. Section 1182F. The Ninth Circuit's opinion was in the case entitled State of Washington, State of Minnesota versus Donald J. Trump, President of the United States, and others, case number 17-35105, decided February 9, 2017. The three judges who issued the unanimous opinion were William Canby, Richard Clifton, and Michelle Friedland. They did not cite to, discuss, or quote from 8 U.S.C. Section 1182. They did not quote from those parts of the executive order that cited or quoted from 8 U.S.C. Section 1182. So if your knowledge about this case was restricted to what was in the opinion by these judges, you would not know that 8 U.S.C. Section 1182, parentheses F, exists. It is the law that never was. All three of these judges were required to take the oath specified in 28 U.S.C. Section 453. So, have they faithfully and impartially discharged and performed all the duties incumbent upon them as a judge under the Constitution and the laws of the United States? Their duty was to interpret and to apply the law, specifically 8 U.S.C. Section 1182. They believe that the law did not apply there. They had a duty to explain why it didn't apply. If they believed the law was unconstitutional, they had a duty to explain why. And they violated their duty. They violated their oath. If you had to make a list of things that warrants a judge's impeachment, deliberately ignoring an applicable law that contradicts the judge opinion would be on the list. So, this is one of these things where I'm content with the way things are. I'm content with the way things are because there's going to be another terrorist incident here in the United States, even though the judges in Washington don't think there are. Even though that isn't that way, it's coming. Just as sure as I'm sitting here talking to you, it is coming. So, with that in mind, coming up on the next break when we get back, we're going to talk about what the opposition to Betsy DeVos said about the left, because that was like a stake through their heart. This is Lock and Load.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, the tyrannical authoritarianism at the core of the modern left, we saw that in full display in the recent fight over Trump's proposed Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos. The left frantically opposed her because she supports school choice, allowing parents to decide which school is best for their child. Primary problem with school choice, according to the left, is that it diverts funds away from public schools. That objection reveals the authoritarian nature of modern left, you know, the modern left progressivism. The only way school choice will direct more money away from public schools is if a significant number of parents leave public schools in favor of private schools. So, hence, the left assumes that given the choice, a large number of parents will decide not to use public schools. Otherwise, they wouldn't be concerned about money being taken away from public schools. There are two reasons that parents might make that choice. Either they think the private schools might succeed in educating their child, or they, the parents, are stupid and don't really care about their child. Now, if the former is the case, then the left are saying that they have the right to compel parents, especially poor black American parents, to send their children to school those parents know are not educating their children. The latter case is an example of the leftist hubris and pride. The left think they can, at a national cookie-cutter level, do a better job in deciding what is best for children, especially poor black children, than their parents can. In fact, it's a singularly racist concept that poor black parents either care less about their children than the white, rich white leftist parents, or they're too stupid to know what's best for their kids. The discussion tends to be about blacks because inner city schools in Democrat cities mostly populated by blacks are where public education has a decades-long record of failure. Public schools in white suburbia tend to be much better, partially because the students' parents, being the taxpayers who pay for the school, have more clout in demanding a quality product. In fact, it is rather inconceivable that the utter failure of the public schools in inner cities would be tolerated for a year, much less decades in the white suburbs. And this points to the racism that allows the left to be perfectly comfortable with black children failing to get a decent education in Democrat-run cities. Whether they believe that parents don't have the right to choose their children's schools or that parents are too stupid to make the right choice, it's the height of authoritarianism to presume that the elites have the right to force the population to educate their children as they are told. Now, I've seen some stuff with people I know on Facebook getting on about DeVos. And it's useful to ask those who oppose her, what's wrong with letting the parents of black children choose what schools their children can go to? Barack Obama didn't send his children to public schools. Hillary Clinton didn't send her child to a public school. Even more interestingly, in big Democrat-run cities such as Chicago and Philadelphia, 40% of public school teachers send their children to private schools. And the reality here is this. The left doesn't care about black America because black America votes for Democrat no matter what. But they do care about the huge political contributions of the teachers' unions. These unions have long since given up caring about the students, and they've become machines whose sole purpose about the students is to maximize a paycheck, no matter how badly the teacher performs, which is why teachers' unions violently oppose rewarding excellent teachers with higher paychecks. They don't like a meritocracy. So it's time to point out and when you look at everything the left does, whether it's gun control or education control, it's racist. Black America, please, wake up. See this for what it is. I think that your children should get the best education you can possibly find for them. And I think you should be able to choose what it's going to be because they're your kids. So this rabidly racist and authoritarian aspect of the left's objections to including competition to help the poorest Americans, most of whom are black, to actually get a decent education. What's the problem with that? What is the problem? Do you see how racist their opposition to that is? Right now, the left, like I said earlier, it is a, they're having a good time comparing Trump to Hitler and all these other things. And they call for his overthrow and a coup. They will declare that mentioning their authoritarian racist roots is uncivil, if we point that out. And we can't let them continue to lie about the low information voters or to the low information voters about things that are critical to the poor in America. Believe it or not, on my side, on the American conservative liberty-loving side, black America is important. Black America has served with me and with countless others, with honor. They've done the job that most people don't want to do. I consider black America to be America. It's like I am America. I only, you know, for the sake of descriptive phrases, the black gets thrown in there, but that's about it. So, please, black America, look at what you just saw and realize what this is. This is racism, rabid racism. They don't care about you. They just want you to vote their way. If they cared about you, instead of just having little small segments of breakout things where Black Lives Matter, it would be a nationwide movement to stop all the killing, but especially the killing that black-on-black crime propagates every day in inner-city areas where those children have no parent, and they're not children anymore. They're predatory. And by the time they get to that stage, they're no good to me. They're no good to you. So, that is the part that I wish you guys, and some are, thank God, and I'm watching some of it, and I'm watching more and more of it happen and occur, but what a road it has been to hoe. But, all that is, it's coming to a head. This is going to be an interesting time. And I love living in it. I love being a part of it. I love being a part that brought it together. This is cool. Now, when we get back, one of my favorite people to beat up on, Bill Kristol, he literally has gone off of the deep end. Really, truly, he has. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Occasionally you will see, especially in sports, you'll see somebody who stays in the game a little too long, especially in boxing. They seem to stay in the game a little too long in boxing. Now, in football here recently, they've started retiring when they're, before, you know, while they're still young enough to not get the break in car insurance because they wanted to save their brains. You can stay in something too long. Bill Kristol is someone who has stayed in something too long. He is the editor-at-large of the Weekly Standard, and in an astonishing statement the other day, last Tuesday, he told an audience at the American Enterprise Institute that the white working class in the U.S. has become lazy, decadent, and spoiled. Then he dug deeper by telling leading social researcher Charles Murray, look, to be totally honest, if things are so bad, as you say, with the white working class, don't you want to get new Americans in? Kristol is for amnesty. Now, coming from him, and I mean, to most people, at first glance, he would be considered a kind, decent, civilized man. It has the redolence of the icy commissars of the early 20th century communism, whose logic was mockingly described by German far-left intellectual Bertolt Brecht in his poem The Solution as follows. Would it not be easier in that case for the government to dissolve the people and elect another? Now, this is about par for intellectuals the world over. The famed longshoreman and philosopher Eric Hoffer noted that intellectuals have the same characteristics no matter what their professed ideology, and that they always sought to remodel human nature. And therein lies the rub. They want to remodel that which doesn't change. Now, Crystal is not the only one who wants to import, you know, he's not the only one who wants to import new people. Komissar has always spoke of creating a new Soviet man when the Russian peasants wouldn't do what they wanted. National Review's Kevin Williamson found himself in hot water this year by dismissing white working class voters as just a bunch of meth heads addicted to welfare with no interest in self-improvement. Their distressed rust belt towns, he said, deserved to wither away. It was even echoed by 2012 presidential candidate Mitt Romney, who dismissed 47% of the American public as addicted to public benefits and impossible to help. And that may have cost him the 2012 election. Like Crystal, he made his remarks behind closed doors and hoped he wouldn't be recorded with that one. I have to ask, what is it with these guys? Don't they see over and over again how they get busted on this? I've got the same attitude myself on a bunch of things. I'm not afraid of being recorded on it, though. And, you know, like guns. I think there should be no gun law. None. Because we got a lot of gun law. And, you know, if somebody were to say, well, you don't want there to be background checks? We haven't had background checks for 23 years. We've been in existence a lot longer than that. I've become quite dismissive of the anti-gunners. Because they believe in their own privilege and they believe in their own lies. And when they start doing that, I just get a little I feel pity for them. But the reality of Trump's victory told me that something different was going on. There was some dynamic that wasn't entirely clear to most people. And it wasn't just workers that were wanting to stay lazy and uncompetitive in their industries. This election took the old assumptions and turned that on its ear. And the old assumptions were wrong, and the trade proponents would have to go over and deconstruct all of the assumptions on trade in order to understand what workers were responding to. And that would actually be an adventure for them. Fact of the matter is, if you believe in representative democracy, then the voters are never wrong. They may temporarily get the government that they deserve at times, but their decisions are the collective result of millions of people's experiences, which is the same as free markets. We already know that central planning fails miserably in economic matters, as Austrian school economist Friedrich Hayek has explained, for the simple reason that central planners do not have as much information as millions of decision-making consumers. It also fails miserably in all matters political. The difference between me and a lot of people out there pre-election was that I had a very open mind about a lot of things. And that's because while I realize there is a status quo out there, is there, I also realize that there is nothing but possibilities, because with the status quo was very happy just to sit back and just watch things unfold. And in this moment, quite an unexpected thing happened. As a matter of fact, the frustration and everything showed, it shined through. And what happened was an election was won in a direction nobody thought was going to happen. Now, on Twitter, Dan Reel expressed it the best. He said, "Shorter Bill Crystal, I hate the white working class that elected Donald Trump. If that's your mentality, GOP, and it is with some of you, it is with McCain, it is with Graham, it is with Flake, it is with some of you. If that's your, if that's the mentality that you have, those of you that are in a position as a senator or a representative, your days are going to be numbered. Because something happened here We saw it in Colorado when they did the recall, when all the money was spent. Nobody thought that, you know, everybody's like, well, Bill, they got the money. They can buy if they're buying the election, Bill. They're buying advertising. Advertising is not votes. Was there voter fraud? Sure there was. And despite the voter fraud, despite the dead people voting and the, you know, all this other stuff, still, you won. You created the tsunami. Bill Kristol is someone who has had he's made a intellectual contribution and had a passionate voice that has been valued for a long time in the punditry. But this rigid dismissal of voters is not knowing what they want. He's wrong here. He is wrong. He does not exist on the same plane as the voters. That plane has, you know, where he started, that gap has widened. And if it's not good for his business that Trump got elected, that's tough. He needs to get out of this rigid dismissal of voters, and he needs to try to find out what's really going on around him right now, because reality has a, well, has a way of slapping you right upside your big head. Coming up next, Roger Katz, Steve D'Andrilli from the Arbalest Quarrel, or from Arbalest Quarrel. Is it the Arbalest Quarrel or Arbalest? I'll have to ask them. From Arbalest Quarrel, they'll be joining me. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about some more about this this law that never was, and this this Ninth Circuit stuff, and all the other things that we do. That when we get back, hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring.
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.